Can you hear me? Good. Oops. Welcome, 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 welcome. Nice to see your faces. Anybody new? I don't think anybody's new, but if you are new, hi, Kath. Welcome. Amanda, is it your first time, Amanda? Yes, welcome. Okay, well, just wait a few more minutes because I think a few more people are coming. So because I just like to say that I encourage you all to sit, well, if it's comfortable to sit on the floor on a cushion, just sort of like a yogi. If it's not comfortable, you can sit on a chair, but possibly without sort of leaning back. Just a suggestion, no obligations. And of course, always feel free to move and change your position. Okay. It's nice to be back. And for the newcomers, we'll share a meditation for about an hour and a yoga meditation. So it includes very, very gentle movements, possibly. We never know. And then a little bit of time for conversation. And a lot of time for love. So, it's mainly about that, about the friendship that I think some of us have been feeling now for quite a few years. We've been gathering quite regularly, and it's been very sweet. So if you're comfortable closing your eyes, do. And give yourself permission to settle completely here, now. Letting things be as they are, moment by moment. Not that we have a choice, right? But when we gather here in the shrine, we've stepped into the shrine, so sort of out of our lives for a moment, for an hour or so. And the shrine is a sacred space. meaning that it's like a space that invites. It's a space that welcomes. It's a space of silence. It's a space that helps. That helps us recognize that all is unfolding as it should, moment by moment. So if there's anything that is being done, it's an allowing of the breath, an allowing of the sound of this voice, an allowing of whatever feelings, sensations, emotions, thoughts, all that stuff, all that jazz. Just letting it flow. That's what we can do to begin with. Of course, it's soon enough seen not to be a doing. Whenever you encounter a sense of effort or resistance, just slow down. Stay with that resistance or that sense of an effort. And let it reveal itself for what it is in its own time. At least a little bit. It's like something solid becomes liquid, something dense softens. And then you can trust that resistance, that sense of effort has recognized the space of welcoming. and be very mindful of your agendas for some things, such as those sense of effort, resistance. The agenda for those things to disappear. That's I don't know what I'm going to say. That's not good, but at the same time, it's so human. But it doesn't work. So here in the shrine, we can discover that somehow. Nothing needs to disappear, nothing needs to do anything other than what it does organically. In a way, you don't have to be concerned with what happens at the level of your thoughts or feelings or the perceptions. You're more like you're the sky, and you don't really care if whatever the weather systems may be, you don't really care. But you let yourself be caressed by them. You don't really care what they are, but you know them intimately, directly. And give yourself full permission to feel a quality of borderlessness, like the sky. You don't have to manufacture it, though. It's just if it's there, that quality. Let it really sing to you. And in this sky, everything is allowed, everything can be. The feeling of the person that we each are can perhaps relax. It doesn't have to dissolve. But it can be caressed, combed, bathed. In this borderlessness, your body can be taken apart by this openness, some parts of your body cloud-like. Emptying themselves of their weight. In fact, feel the body weight, feel the weight of your body as it's appearing in this moment. Feel your pelvis, the weight of it, the volume of it, your thighs, where they rest on the cushion. Feel the weight of your knees and calves and feet and the whole length of your legs. And just allowing that weight to penetrate the surface contact. No reference to the past. I have to use words, but just the raw sensation, the aliveness, the sensuality. Your legs can unfold into the earth. And the same with the arms, the weight of the arms dropping from the shoulders down through the upper arms, the elbows, the lower arms, the wrists, the hands, the fingers, the fingertips. Gentle, to go gently, like as if my words were caressing your arms, letting them know they can flow and they can empty. My words caressing your legs, your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your heels, your soles, your toes. Saying hello. Hello, relax, let go. My words caressing the earth. The earth isn't hard. Yes, and welcoming, gently welcoming the complaining of the body, the pain of the body. Hello. So that we can work on many fronts. We can invite the limbs, the pelvis, the torso, the head to empty of its weight, of their weight, and at the same time, let the pain, the contraction root surface, acknowledging, yes, I know. I know. And feel your head and just feel your head like a sort of helium balloon floating on top of the spine. See, by just very gently allowing it to move almost imperceptibly, see where it wants to sit on top of your torso. Letting the top of your head graze the ceiling. And in so doing, allowing the spine to elongate while the arms and the legs are moving down, and the pain and Difficulty is being caressed as it surfaces. And your face, your eyes, your forehead, your eyebrows, cheekbones, ears, eyeballs, lips, mouth, tongue, chin, the whole face. Hello. Softening. Dropping the weight of the eyelids, of the ears, of the jaw. The whole body. A mass of tactility. A mass of aliveness mingled with the pain that comes from our simple human condition. Let it come to life. It's okay. Yes, and now gently let the torso round itself. So you don't have to open your eyes, just feel the lower back, the middle back, the upper back just melting and rounding. Melting and rounding, melting and rounding. Without any effort, it happens effortlessly. And if you're sitting on the floor, cross-legged, let your very, very slowly let your legs elongate and stretch forward. Slowly, so that you're really tasting the texture of the floor. And you're allowing the length of the legs from the thighs all the way down to the heels to surrender into gravity, the arms too. If you're sitting on a chair, just continue to offer the weight of the legs, of the arms. Yes, and now slowly just feel the head moving forward a little bit. And then allowing a line of energy from the pubic bone rising up so that the torso very gently, effortlessly comes back to vertical. Don't do it, just feel it. It's like a little flame coming up. And then again, the rounding of the spine. Sensual, flowy, smooth. You might want to move your torso a little bit further back, holding your abdominals in so that you don't hurt your lumbar region and feel the space. Feel the space between the pelvis and the thighs. The hips are really spacious. What's happening in the shoulders? Yes. And again, the torso still rounded, moving forward. Slowly and feel a line of energy from the pubic bone, very sensual, like a caress rising up the belly, the torso, the heart area, the clavicular area. And now you can feel maybe your elbows drawn, moving back, your hands moving back to rest behind the pelvis. Resting the pads of your fingers on the floor, your thumbs pointing towards your torso, your elbows are a little bit bent. Don't create a wrestling match between your palms and the floor. It's a more like a more like what? Like a meeting. Relax the fingers, relax the hands, and now slowly feel an arching between the shoulder blades. Slow, Gentle, smooth. Offering your throat, offering your face, offering your belly. The breath is free, long in breath. Long exhale. Yes, and slowly, slowly the torso comes back, the hands travel back. Very slow. Don't rush. Very, very slow. Slower than you may have ever moved. Your fingers, extremely alive fingertips, looking for shards of broken glass. And again, rounding the spine, rounding the spine, your back body licking the space behind. And if your legs are extended forward on the floor, slowly, slowly let them cross if that's comfortable. Take your time. Last one. To arrive is the winner, as my teacher says. Yes, and then again the little flame from the pubic bone rising up, the torso coming to a vertical. Don't do it, just discover it. Feel the coming and the going of the breath. Don't have any agenda with this breath, just taste it on its own terms. You know nothing conceptual about the breath. The inhale, the exhale. Maybe the pause at the bottom of the exhale, just discover it. What's the texture, the quality? Tasting the movement of the belly with the in-breath, can I relax the muscles of the lower abdomen completely so that the belly can swell with the in-breath? And of course, welcoming all the layers of difficulty that are coming along with the breath, associated with the breath. Hello. Maybe there are feelings here. No need to label unless you want to, it's allowed. But perhaps these feelings are very familiar. So they don't really need the label. The label will just take you away from really tasting them. And slowly feel again the whole body, this mass of aliveness. Feel your fingertips maybe touching the floor in front of the torso if you're sitting on the floor, and then let your arms be airborne, slowly, weightlessly rising. They're lifted by cushions of air, so there's a sense of weightlessness, long fingers, long arms, no shoulders, Place your awareness in the fingertips, touching the wall in front. What's happening in the hips, in the thighs, in the face, in the shoulders? I know. Maybe they're complaining, those shoulders, but that's okay. And now let the arms slide on the space right and left. The arms open slowly. Don't do it, just feel it. Sliding the arms. Long, wide open wings touching the wall to the right and to the left. And then slowly let the arms melt. Don't do it. Just be the sky and these wings dissolve in you. Just let them dissolve as they please. The arms, the hands, the touch, the body. Relax the arms more. Yes, and the rounding of the back. The lower, the middle, the upper. This time, let the head round itself a little bit more. Feeling the lengthening of the back of the neck. No reason to do this. We're not looking to do, you know, anything with the body. We're just tasting the body and giving it a bath of listening, of presence. Let the rounded back move a little bit. Whatever way it might like to move. And as the rounded back moves, in fact, instead of feeling that you're moving it, let it be moved as if it were in liquid and it's being moved by currents. And as it's being moved, the head, the shoulders, the belly, it begins to sort of elongate and move like an algae in water, like a plant in water. See what happens. Let the arching happen, the lengthening happen. And if the arms would like to participate with the currents, let the arms also move. Like a little dance of the torso that you don't have to do. You just sort of discover as it happens. Yes. And the neck. The currents are, they're like emptiness. They're dancing emptiness so that they go sort of, they remind the body of its essential emptiness. Yes, and then very gently, slowly, let it all come back to stillness. But again, don't do it. See how the body might like to come to a place of invisibility. You're the space to which the body returns to. I'm sure those shoulders can empty more. Yeah, I'm sure there's a subtle or not so subtle holding in the shoulders. Let them go. Give them back. So they can be like, it's like giving your clothes to the laundromat and then you get better clothes after. That's the yoga here. You surrender the body, you get a better body when you come out. A body that's remembered its true nature. Feel the right fingertips, just the right fingertips touching your lap, the floor, and then let the right arm take off into the space in front. Long arm. All the way up to the ceiling. No shoulder, fingertips. And now compare the right shoulder and the left shoulder. Can they be equally empty? Can you drop the right shoulder into the right hip? Drop the left shoulder into the left hip. Yes, now slowly bring the right palm to rest behind the nape of the neck. So you're resting your right palm sort of on the left side of your neck. And just welcome, welcome. And now the left fingers moving forward and the left arm is airborne. Long fingers. Horizontal, left arm horizontal. Breath is free. Surrender the pelvis and the legs. Welcome the complaining. And now the palm of the left arm turns and slowly moves towards the torso. Just follow my words. There's no right, there's no wrong. Feel the left palm moving towards the right side of your breast, of your torso. So you've got the right palm on the back of the neck and the right palm on your upper right chest. And slowly let the torso turn towards the left side, just a little bit. Breath is free. Yes, and now turning towards the right side slowly. Don't let that doer come in. Stay right at the threshold. Long inhale, long exhale. Empty the right hip. Yes, and the torso comes back. And everything melting, right arm, left arm, coming down, down, down. Down, and you're rounding the back. Or rather, you're not rounding the back is rounding in you. Yes, and slowly the flame, the verticality from the pubic bone. As if the whole front of the body was licking the space in front. Now your left fingertips moving forward, left arm taking flight, rising up, lifted up. Lift it up, weightless, slow, smooth. As if the arm could fly away from the torso. Fingertips to the ceiling. Make sure you don't move beyond your comfort zone. So it might not look vertical. If we were to look at each other, our arms may not look as if it was aligned with a vertical. Just stay right at the threshold. Now empty the shoulders, compare the shoulder substance, the right shoulder, the right hip, dropping the right shoulder into the right hip, the left shoulder, the left hip, dropping shoulder into hip, whatever that means. See what happens. And now slowly the palm of the left hand turning and moving slowly. Smoothly, nothing mechanical, to rest behind the head or on the neck, whatever works. Make sure you don't move into a sort of muscular doing, but at the same time, be willing to explore the posture. Right hand, fingertips, arm, right arm floating up to the horizontal. Whole body, welcome the whole body. Hello, body. We're listening to you. We're exploring the layers. Feel the fingertips of the right hand grazing the wall in front, and now turning the palm of the right hand and let it move back towards the torso, as if you're bringing energy through the palm of the right hand into the torso. See if you can feel the energy before the hand reaches the torso. What's happening with the hips, with the forehead, with your mood? Yes, now slowly the torso turning towards the left a tiny bit, feeling that left armpit is shining a big light into the space in front. Dropping the right shoulder, dropping the right hip, breath is free. Welcome the layers, let them sing out into the emptiness, and now to the right, the torso, slow, smooth. There's no danger. Empty the right shoulder. Yes. And then coming back to center. And let everything dissolve. The arms. Breath. And you're rounding the back. Rounding the back, rounding the back. And slowly let the torso come back to the vertical from the pubic bone. Just tasting the reaction in the body. Slowly we do neck rolls, very gentle, very smooth. Feel that you're the space in which this ripple of movement is happening. So you might have to empty the movement of the mover. No mover, just movement and emptiness. And then the other way. Won't do it. Yes, and then just let the head continue to be moved by the rippling currents. But include the rest of the torso again, and the arms, and the breath. Just let Let movement flow, space in the articulations, your arms, they would like to be moved away from your torso. Let them. Your hands, your palms, very alive. Let them touch the space, each finger, your elbows, your shoulders. See what happens when you let the body free. Your face. Trusting. Trusting whatever line of energy ripples through. Might be a line of emotion. Doesn't matter, just see what happens when you allow movement. Feel your pelvis might like to move too, and you let it, even, and if the body wants to stand up, if you want to stand up, if you want to feel your feet on the earth, your legs, your pelvis, your whole body. Being moved by this moment and this moment. Your face, your fingers, your hair, your breath. Yes. There can be more freedom, I know. It's the same for me to begin with. It's a bit inhibited, a bit tentative, trying to do it correctly, spiritually. But take the leap with me. Into not knowing. The movement of not knowing could look like anything and nobody's looking. Yes. Remember, this movement is happening in a quality of borderlessness and a quality of unconditional welcoming. Anything can happen. We have no idea. The hands can touch. Okay, I really encourage you to practice being moved in openness. And let the body now come back. To stillness, but don't do it, let it happen. Be the stillness and let the body sort of die in you, dissolve in you. Melt in you. Finding the body in alignment somehow. With something that is correct, true. Somehow there's a sense of that when we allow the body to dissolve in presence. We're left with a sense of alignment, the weight of the lower body. Rooted and surrendered into gravity, the sense of the torso rising out of the pelvis. Like the stem of a plant, it's Effortlessly vertical, not rigidly vertical, in the arms, shoulders, resting. And the head sort of floating on top of the spine. And the whole body floating. And the coming and the going of the breath. The inhale, the pause, the exhale, the pause. Feel the inhale originates at the root of the pelvis, travels up the central channel of the body. And the exhale, traveling down from the top of the head, down through the central channel, through the root of the pelvis. Find your own rhythm. Long inhale. Long exhale. If you know Ujjayi breath, you can apply Ujjayi, gentle light filter in the back of the throat, creating a beautiful sound. Smooth, even. From beginning to end, same density, flow of the breath. Long, smooth. Pause at the bottom. The next breath is offered like a gift. It's rising out of nowhere. You just light up the tactile pathway for the breath with your tactile sense. Pause at the top. The breath expands in all directions effortlessly. Smooth, long exhale. Welcome whatever layers surface that usually you would try to modify or get rid of. And here together, it's more possible not to do that. We've created an altar, so when difficulty arises in the form of a sensation or an emotion, you can offer it to the altar, which really means you can feel it fully, taste it fully. And because you taste it fully, at least for a while, it's then taken by the open altar. You tasting it is the offering of it. Now, don't manipulate the breath at all. Don't, no more elongating of the breath. Just let the breath come and go. The in breath, the out breath. It's like a swing that you were pushing. And no longer, you're no longer pushing. So the breath is swinging without anybody pushing it. Slowly the swing is lessening. No more ujjayi. No more effort. No more breather. Yes, and it's fine if there are things that are remaining that are difficult. Let them be here. Let them float. Tasting the quality of kindness that is here, I hope, for you. Don't do anything. Let's take a 5 minute break and come back. Thank you. Welcome back. Well, feel free to share or ask if you have anything you would like to explore, or we've got a little time. Just you can unmute yourselves because it's not a very big group, so which means I can close my eyes well. Go for it.
I just want to say thank you. I needed that so badly. I feel like a plant that's been watered, and now I feel the life coming back into me. So, thank you.
Pleasure. I'd just like to, echo the thank you. It's been a while since I practiced with you, Ellen. It's such an exquisite practice. And I feel my whole self throbbing with aliveness. From something that from the outside would appear so simple, and yet has such a profound responsiveness in my soma. You know, such a beautiful mix of ingredients that allows something that can feel so offline to so readily come back online given the opportunity. So thank you. You're welcome. I it's not you language it nicely.
You.
I mean, I'm very also very aware that this practice can be very uneventful and difficult because it's we don't really usually listen to our body, even if we are practicing some kind of somatic this or that. Usually there's an agenda. It's quite rare to just sort of be so intensely with the body without doing much. And so I'm also aware it can be quite uncomfortable. It can, it's intense. It has an intensity. It also can be very light and can be all sorts of things. But I'm just saying that I think for those who may have had a difficult experience, or whose experience may have included difficult layers. And in a way, I might just slide in a few words about what this what this is really, which I mean, I formulate it differently different times, but the way I feel it just this moment is that it's almost like we're exercising our capacity to really to taste experience rather than to conceive of experience or think experience. So some of what we do together is pretty meaning, sort of like lifting an arm or emptying the weight. I mean, there's no reason to do this. It's really truly for no reason other than to become aware how we don't know how to listen to the body, how we don't want to listen to the body, how we want to interfere with all the agendas and all, and they're not bad. It's not wrong, but it is the na it is what suffering is really. It's that, and it's very human, very normal, very natural. But it's not a bad thing to gather like this and sort of discover how it all works, the dynamic of suffering, and the possibility of something else, which I think, I language when I'm guiding, but there's many different ways to language it. And many, I guess, many experiences, many ways it translates into experience. That which is unnameable and is not an experience still is, it comes through as echoes and qualities that we each are graced with. Anyway, sorry for the ramble. Are you there? Some of you look a little frozen. Are you there? Yes, you are.
I think for me this time, the frozen, it makes puts language to it. When I work with you, it feels as though there's almost like a sound barrier to go through, which could bring tears or something that's a body recognition of what is frozen that I can go through to start to pay attention. So at the beginning, it's not that it feels bad or tough, but I can, I mean, the crying feels great, but it's a way to, as I say, just recognize where it's frozen and how to get through that.
In a way, I love hearing how each one of you, languages what you experience. And you said how to go through that, but I think you would agree if I corrected you and said that the how to get through that is revealed to you. Well, yeah, no, that's what you said. In other words, there's very little to do. It's almost a discovery of all that we do that is extraneous and too much, and that in discovering that, and in it's a very alive process. This idea of not doing is so alive.
Yeah, it's really the recognition is, oh, my mind is labeling this, or my mind is doing something, is doing something,
Yes.
going, just the recognition of that is the allowing for
Exactly.
the yes and the hello. I love your hello. Just the hello
Yeah.
spreads it out.
Yeah. It's so utterly simple, isn't it? And yet. Thank you so much. I appreciate your language and your words.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Jenny.
So good to see you and be back here.
Yeah.
Practice again. Yeah, just because you mentioned difficulties, this time I had no difficulties at all, but I was recalling them when you said that, and felt like this time I had such a strong experience of this quality of emptiness when we went into the movement, because I, yeah, so in this language that just came up in terms of what revealed itself to me was this emptiness, or this emptiness was revealed to me, I felt. And then it becomes really easy, right? Like then there's no question anymore of what I don't need to do anything. That's really a moment of pure, that was really pure, and I could just be with that. And it was a taste of freedom. And I felt there's no question. There was no question anymore. And just when you said, sometimes it's a difficult practice, I remembered, sometimes I'm really experiencing the separation through a very strong, like concrete, like barrier that I experience when I go into my body. And it's, yeah, just understand, realizing that it's all that I can't control that, and that it's some sort of gift when there's this emptiness to
Yes.
taste that, you know.
Yes, but Jenny, and maybe you could also hold in your mind the possibility that even when it's hard, it's a gift, because in those moments you're actually tasting something that usually may not be fully allowed, and it's that's the sort of liberation. That is the process of liberation. Anyway, we have to be careful because we're working with a body, and there's some states that are so pleasant, such as the ones you described today, so lovely. And then we can associate those states with, it's very easy, very, very easy, and not surprising that we're going to prefer expansion and
Right.
effort and emptiness. But ultimately, at least holding in our hearts that the real prizes is beyond expansion and contraction. It's that which gives rise to both. So just to hold that light, you don't have to deprive yourself of what you experienced today, but quite the opposite. I mean, it is a joy and a grace when it's like that. But just I think you understand what I'm saying.
it's interesting. Well, because I think, yeah, I mean, of course, it's not getting attached again to this kind of experience, but rather knowing that in this being present with whatever is, there's a
Right.
there that is a doorway to this change it to the changeability of it, maybe.
Beautiful, Jenny. Yeah, that's made, made that's a lovely way to language, because they're very connected, the place of resistance and the place of openness. They're on the same spectrum. So yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Jenny.
Hello.
Hello. Who's talking? Oh, hi there.
Hi. So I actually fell asleep, and I don't know how you can sit still for all that time. And I think, and in my mind, I make it a problem that that I'm very fidgety, and that I mean, I didn't fall asleep completely, but I fell some type of sleep. So, do you have any thoughts about that or suggestions?
I think it's fine to fall asleep, and at the same time, if the practice, when it's going slow and then you start to feel fidgety and then you fall asleep, you might want to give it a tiny bit more time. Not so much try to stick with what Ellen's doing, but when you feel that fidgety feeling or the sleepy feeling, see if you can spend a bit of time there and see if there's something behind it that's another feeling that might be a little bit stronger, of frustration or who knows. And I, because I don't want to say anything because that's going to maybe sort of influence you, but explore it a bit. But overall, just let it be. Just let it be, because you're there, you're with us, and then you fall asleep and then you wake up and you're there and you're a bit fidgety and then you're sleepy. And all of that is part of the layers of your particular sort of your somatic habits, you could say. Be very open to tasting it even more and even more and even more. The sleepiness, the fidgetiness, and whatever else arises.
So like another way to say that is like get curious about it.
Yeah, that's a nice way to say it. But don't get too curious, just lightly curious. You're curious about everything, but you're also allowing everything. So just light-handed, because it's familiar to you, this habit, you might want to explore it a bit more. Rather than take it for granted, oh, here comes my old habit of falling asleep. Well, it's a deep chronic habit, and it's not really a big problem, but you might as well deepen your experiencing of it.
Last time when I asked you a question, what I remember your invitation was to listen.
Yeah. So same here. Listen. And you know what listening means in here? It means listening with your, not just with your ears, but with your tactile ears and with your heart ears. And so you can listen to all of it. I think so. Today you're mentioning your fidgetiness and your sleepiness. Those can be expressions of resistance. They can be, not necessarily. They can also just be the natural unfolding of the body, and or they can be both, you know. So it doesn't really matter in the end, as long as your intention is a sort of wanting to be here and wanting to orientate towards a little bit towards this openness and this listening.
Thank
maybe
you.
Maybe you need to rest, you know. We all need to rest. When I go to a retreat, so one of my teachers, Eric Barry, I sleep so much during the sessions. I mean, they're super long, the sessions. They last 2.5 hours, and you know, a lot of nothing happens. You know, and even Eric falls asleep. He's sitting, and then suddenly you're like, he hits the mic with his forehead. So, yeah.
It's not like since last time you. What I remember more than anything was just the invitation to listen. And yeah. That's been alive in me, and like I'm opening up to that more, and it's been really sweet. So thank you.
You're welcome. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
We sometimes have a poem at the end if Corinne has one. I don't know if you have one, Corinne, but if you don't, it's fine. And if you do, that would be lovely. You do. Yay.
Well, there's so much. Just thank you. It's so lovely to be here and to see and hear everyone. And just... so much. I was listening to a conversation earlier that Frances Lucia was actually having with someone about prayer. And she was, you know, inquiring, like, what is the proper way to pray? And, you know, I don't remember exactly, but my sense of it was, you know, it's not my will, but thine be done. You know, that's the classic, you know, Christian prayer anyway. And then as the conversation went on, he said something like, isn't it funny or silly or, you know, something that we should have to give God permission to kind of do God's will through us. And I thought, you know, that's, isn't it really just that way? Like, I felt just this during this with you, just how honestly my prayer or my deepest heart's desire is to just be willing for anything, for everything to come through me, to be willing to feel that. And just the recognition that just how much of the time I don't bring willingness, and there's just such a controlling of experience, even when no one's around, you know, just like a not okayness, a too muchness and not enoughness, just rather than, you know, being willing to just see, you know, what comes up, no matter how ugly, you know, it feels or looks, how hideous and, you know, violent even, or helpless or vulnerable. And then, you know, just early on, there was this feeling like there was this, I thought, oh, there it is, that little shaking tightness in the middle of my chest. And there was this image of this little baby bird in a nest right in the middle of me. And I thought, oh, that baby bird is just there, you know, trembling in me. And I'm, you know, I'm being so harsh with, I mean, so just to like, just to relax around her, and then, you know, wanting, instead of this ugly little baby bird, you know, with her little ugly chirp and her tightness of nothingness in her skinny little throat, you know, I wanted to be like a little fox or something, you know, something like that. And we were breathing, like, in the end, the invocation, you know, to have the breath be smooth. And I thought, there's no smoothness in this breath. It's coming up through this crooked little baby bird's throat. And then it turned into this dark cavern, you know, like just swallowing me up or something. Not to be so dramatic, but then just, it just corresponds to what everyone was saying so beautifully, the wildness of our experience, like we never know. And oh, God knows. So I'll just let Mary Oliver say it so much better. But just quickly, probably everyone knows this, but I love it too. It has to do with prayer. And it can be that you said just last to Jenny, you know, but we can be grateful also for the difficulty. And there's, you know, the Meister Eckhart quote, if the only prayer we ever said in our life was thank you, that would be enough. So that is the prayer. No matter how it feels. And now, Mary Oliver, it's called Shutting the Windows. For how many years have you gone through the house shutting the windows while the rain was still 5 miles away and veering? Oh, plum-colored clouds to the north, and veering, oh, plum-colored clouds to the north, away from you. And you did not even know enough to be sorry. You were glad those silver sheets with the occasional golden staple were sweeping on elsewhere. Violent and electric and uncontrollable. And you will find, and sorry, you guys, and will you find yourself finally wanting? You were glad those silver sheets with the occasional golden staple were sweeping on elsewhere, where violent and electric, uncontrollable. And will you find yourself finally wanting to forget all enclosures, including the enclosure of yourself, O lonely leaf? And will you dash finally, frantically, to the windows and haul them open and lean out to the dark, silvered sky, to everything that is beyond capture, shouting, I'm here, now, 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 now.
Thank you so much, Corinne. Thank you. Take care of yourself, sweetie. And everyone. See you soon, maybe next week. I think there's one on next week. Thank you for coming. Feel free to unmute yourselves.
Thanks, Ellen. Thanks, Corinne.
Thanks, Corinne. Thanks, everyone. Thanks,
thank you.
Thanks, Sarah. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Corinne. Thank
you.
Bye, Hilka. Yeah. Bye, Jackie.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank
you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful to be
bye,
here.
Bye, Andrea. Bye, Jean-Marie. Bye.
Bye. Thank you very much.
Maya. Doris. Mm-hmm. Zuzu.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye, Maria.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao. Bye, Kath.